So, quick video. Been getting a lot of questions around where to find remote jobs. What platforms do people use? I started working 2019 when I was in sophomore year. So it's been a while. I'm getting old. I'm 27 now. But obviously, a lot of things haven't changed. I would say. So in this video, I'm going to share with you some of the industry standards where people find remote jobs. Some tips that will help you. And what has worked for me, and what has worked for all of my friends who work remotely. And hopefully, this video will be helpful. I'll leave all the resources in the comments below. And if you have any questions, let me know in the comments as well. Let's get started. First of all, I need you to realize there is no one path that fits everyone. It's not like if someone got into tech using this path, I can follow the same thing. Which is why I recommend, trying multiple things and figuring out your own path. Because if you're good at what you do, people, it's going to be relatively easier for you to get a job if you're good at what you do. Obviously, we see in the news, a lot of layoffs, AI taking jobs and whatnot. I think if you're a builder, you are a problem solver, you're going to be fine. Don't worry about that. So upskilling yourself should never be stopped. First platform I want to talk about is obviously LinkedIn. Very straightforward. I would recommend being active on LinkedIn. I have personally seen a lot of people now use LinkedIn. I'm getting like 20,000 followers a month, which is insane. But when you join LinkedIn, there's like a jobs portal. I would say keep your profile up to date, and you can ask for referrals and stuff. And you can find see remote jobs based on your sort of like requirements. And here you can see people you can reach out to and whatever. So I quite like LinkedIn. I don't think it's cringe. I think it's nice. One thing I love about LinkedIn is you can personalize your feed. So if you don't want to see something, you can just unfollow the people or follow the kind of stuff you want to see. I highly recommend it. Please don't ignore LinkedIn. One tip I will give you for LinkedIn is there's this thing called learning in public. People share about it on socials. And a lot of people are just like, today I l studied about I don't know dynamic programming. That doesn't really help the reader. You have to make sure that you're creating value. So let's say if you're learning about some concept, write a blog about it so that others can learn from it. Share your thoughts. No, so much news in the AI world. Build something and then ask for feedback in the community. So that's what I would recommend. The other thing I would say is don't use any hashtags. Don't tag a lot of people. That's not cool. Some people do that to get engagement. Don't do that. If you write good content, then people will engage with it. Also, if you post external links on LinkedIn, it gets sort of like blocked. But anyway, one other thing I would say is when you're asking for referrals on LinkedIn, I get DMs every single day. Can you please refer me Kunal? Now, a lot of time, if the person you are asking this does not know you, they would not refer you because they don't know you. So give enough context, like, hey, by the way, first of all, is don't network, just be make friends. People are a lot of nice people in the world, not a lot of nice people in the tech industry. I've made so many friends, even the people I've worked with, like for my YouTube or for We Make Devs, we did hackathons and stuff. Business aside, all of them are my friends. We hang out. We don't even talk about work sometimes, and we just chill. So it takes a long way in terms of like life is very short. So make friends with nice people, and you get to learn a lot from them. I still learn a lot from every single like so many people online. So do that. So that is what I would recommend, and I would say when you're asking for referral, give enough context. Like, hey, I've done this and that and whatnot. I see you work here, would be happy to chat, and then just have a coffee chat with them. But that's LinkedIn. Next up, we have Twitter. Also very nice. Well, X, it's called X now. A lot of engineers are here, a lot of developers are here, a lot of people when they launch their products, they are on X as well. And I believe they had a job portal also, which I can't find anymore. But they had a job portal as well. Maybe it's a paid service or I'm not sure. Okay, you should check it out yourself. But the reason I recommend this is because a lot of developers are here, a lot of engineers are here, a lot of founders are here. Some people pick their favorites. Some people are like, I'm going to use Twitter only or X only, LinkedIn only. I'm going to use both. I would recommend if you're looking for a job, use both. Don't have much to share. Same principles that I mentioned for LinkedIn apply here. Don't spam people. Don't. Okay, one thing I absolutely hate is when people reply using AI prompts. I can tell. Okay, don't do that. So I'm not going to spend too much time on it because I want to share my personal experiences. These are standard stuff. But one thing I do want to share is, let's say, if you have a lot of you're reaching out to a lot of recruiters, you're reaching out to a lot of job portals on LinkedIn and Twitter, and you want to manage this, there's a really cool way for you to automate it. Let me show you what I mean. So I can basically use Zapier to automate this. And the cool thing is, like, you don't need to know how to code. And you can create these AI workflows, connect various applications, automate your life. I use it quite a lot for my YouTube channel, but you can create agents, you can create chatbots, you can create, MCP tools, you can create a bunch of stuff. And the other cool thing is you can just text in English. So I'm gonna be like, hey, I want to track recruiter messages on LinkedIn and job postings recruiters share on Twitter. Can you set up a workflow that captures both and stores them together? Let's say in a Google Sheet. Okay. Let's do that. And it's just gonna, do some thinking and it's gonna build it for me. So there we go. All three apps exist in Zapier and LinkedIn messages via webhook, via an alternative to return. That's fine. Can you clarify for LinkedIn? Are you looking to capture messages sent to you? For LinkedIn, monitoring a specific LinkedIn page or recruiter account. I'm gonna say both. For Twitter, I'm gonna say searching for posts with DevRel keywords. You can play around with it yourself. For example, I asked it to create a Zap. That drafts replies to inbound sales emails that I get. And I wanted to show you because you can try it out for free using the links in the description below. You can use two sort of like two Zaps for free in the free version. You don't need to add a credit card, I believe, but you can play around with that. So all of this is being done by just using the Zapier Copilot. And it's adding the Gmail trigger and the code step. So as you can see, you get the new email and the trigger is set. It's going to authenticate it to Gmail and then add the code setup. And this is free, by the way. So that is pretty cool. So you can see it's doing all of this on its own. The whole structure, the code samples, everything. So all the emails that I get, I can track it, I can organize it. Pretty cool stuff. Okay, the next tool I want to show you is to build resumes. This is another question I get quite a lot. This is called Overleaf. You can essentially like code your resume in this sort of like language and it generates this resume for you. I quite like it because it's super customizable. It has helped me quite a lot. Like there are nitty-gritty things I want to change and it lets me do it. This is a very old resume. I haven't updated it in a while because I'll never needed a resume, but it's very old, so 2021. But I personally recommend this tool quite a bit. You can do visual changes if you want, but the code one is quite powerful and it's free. So there's no watermark or anything, and you can do these nice formattings and stuff. They also have some templates that you can use. So I highly recommend Overleaf for resumes. Okay, now based on my personal experiences and how my friends have gotten remote jobs, networking. But not just like networking for the sake of getting a job, building relationships and connections, learning from people, connecting with people with no intention upfront. I mean, obviously, if someone works at a company and you reach out to them and they're a friend or they know you, they would be happy to refer you, but that's the whole point. They know you, right? So, which is why learning in public comes into picture. And you're talking to a lot of nice people, you're building your network and connections. The question I get is, Kunal, how do you do it? In my experience, I mean, this is something that everyone should do. Okay, LinkedIn and everything is fine. It's not like you should ignore it, the conventional outreach for internships or jobs or whatever. like cold applying or applying on the job portals and all these things. But it's easier to at least get recognized and be seen. Let's say your resume is not being rejected by an AI application tracker, ATS tracker. It's easier to do that when you know someone at the company, when the company is of a smaller scale, because you can directly reach out to people. Let's say there are 100 people, 20 people in the company. You can directly reach out to them like, hey, I work with this open source project, this project, or something like that, contributed to your project, and I would love to interview if I saw some open roles and whatever. How do you do that? Two ways to do it. First one is events. This is a website that I quite like. It's called conf.tech. I'll leave all the links in the description below. And you can basically filter out. Let's say I want to find DevOps conferences in Europe. That has to be either in person or online. Let's say in person. So these are the ones in September, right? DevOps Days Berlin, Tech Summit Amsterdam, so many. And you can also find what call for papers are open. So I would recommend, highly recommend, call for papers is basically you are submitting to a conference that, hey, I want to speak at your conference. I would recommend submitting talks because it's a great way to let people, you know, share your knowledge. Don't be disheartened if your CFP gets rejected. I get rejected a lot. Some of the conferences are very popular, very competitive. Don't worry about that. Keep submitting, and that's what I would recommend. And keep reiterating your CFPs. I'll do a separate video on CFP tips if you want me to do that. That would be a longer video. So let me know in the comment section below. But this is a really cool website. The other thing is like any field that you're active in, see what kind of events are being taken place in that field. So, for example, I am active in, let's say, AI and cloud native. So you can go to like Linux Foundation website and you can find the upcoming events. So you can see what all events are coming up. So let's say KubeCon, I want to see. There's a KubeCon coming up in China. There's KubeCon coming up in you know, North America in Salt Lake City. So you can check out you know, all these conferences. So here you can see, and you can register, you can attend. If you can't afford it, you can apply for scholarships. So they usually have scholarships as well. This one, I think the scholarships are over. Inclusion, you can basically find some inclusion events here. Oh, here we go. Scholarship travel funding. More information coming soon. So it's not open yet. So keep an eye out on this, and you can apply for scholarships as well, which is pretty cool. They pay for your flight and your hotels and everything. So that's cool. Where else do you find these companies? One other thing, when you go to these events, you'll find sponsors that have their booth. So all these companies are sponsoring. You can talk to them at the booth. Don't just go to a booth and say that, hey, I am looking for a job. A lot of these people, like everyone here will be super friendly because, you know, code of conduct as well. You can't like push people away. You have to help them. But show some sort of like interest, and let's say you have done your homework, that they would appreciate it. They don't know you, so if you just go and ask for a job, you know, no one knows you, so they're not going to give you one. You have to show that you have worked, you have you know, learned something, and that's what I would recommend. Do your homework when you're going to these conferences. Where else can you find projects and things to contribute to and to network? GitHub. So on GitHub you can find repositories like trending ones or topics or whatever. Explore. Let's say I want to find repositories that use Java, for example. So I can just select language as Java. There we go. So these are all the popular repositories being used in Java. So if I contribute to like Kafka, for example, there are so many, you know, stuff that I can do. Then I can put it on my resume, and that's going to be really valuable. So while you're looking for a job, you can get busy. Open source is a great way to do it. Contribute to nice open source projects in the fields that you're interested in. I've made so many videos around how to get started with open source, so I won't go too much about that. But contributing to large scale projects like this is a good way to get remote jobs because a lot of these people are working at full-time companies, and if they regularly work with you on open source projects, they're happy to refer you if you've done good work. And it's also a good way to improve your skill set. You can also do freelancing, extra money, get to improve your skills. You can put that on your resume. That's cool as well. I know a lot of people who do that full time. But yeah, that's essentially about it. Again, no one path fits all kind of a solution. Check out all the links in the description below. Play around with Zapier. Let me know if there's some cool automation that you built. I would love to see it. If you have any questions, let me know in the comment section below. And if you want me to make a video on any specific topic, let me know in the comments below as well. Like, share, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Have a great day.